Welcome to Sermons from Silver Moon with Pastor Phil Barber of the Silver Moon Full Gospel Church. The Silver Moon Full Gospel Church is committed to preaching the Word of God and invites you to join them for Sunday morning worship at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night service at 6:30. Now, here's Pastor Phil Barber with today's message.
Psalm 23. The title of this message is How God Prepares You to Confront What Scares You the Most. And it's under the sermon title is How God Leads You into Your Unknown Tomorrow. And we've already looked at Naomi and Joseph and a couple sermons on that. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. When God tells you to fear not, you will always find he is the reason to fear not, or he is the reason not to fear. When God commands us not to be afraid, we can trust that he is the reason for our courage. The antidote to fear is God's presence. His presence serves as a cure to fear. His presence shields us from harm. Therefore, in the face of your biggest fears, remember that it is God's presence that will give you strength and comfort. So again, let me say this. The antidote to what scares you the most is God's presence. The booming voice or the still small voice of God will echo through the darkness and command you to cast aside all your fears and stand strong. But it's not just protection he offers you and me. He offers to you and me also a reward for our unwavering faith. Did you know that? Not only are you not to fear, but you can also expect a blessing. Because God is not only our shield, his presence is not only our shield, but it's also our reward. That's what God told Abraham before he changed his name in Genesis 15:1. It says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. And here's what God told Abram. Fear not, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be great. If you don't fear, if you trust me to be your shield, your reward will be great. And you might be facing a problem today. A problem that's scary. But God's presence is your shield. So when faced with your greatest terrors, I encourage you to remember that is the power that you need is God's presence. And God's presence will give you the strength and the comfort to overcome whatever you're scared of. It is true that you may have to traverse a twisted and treacherous path. One that some people will warn you not to go down. But what we're going to learn is God has a path for us that sometimes is difficult, treacherous, and scary. It's life. But God has a purpose, and he has his plans, and he has his reasons. And we'll see that. These people may tell you, don't go that way. Don't do that. But God's hand is upon you. And that's the way he's going to take you. Have you ever gone through a doorway that's just shrouded in darkness? And as you go through it, there's the echo of fear and doubt in your mind, in your heart, that's saying, not sure if I can trust God to go through this door. But this psalm is going to teach us that we can. You and I are not to despair. Because what we need to learn is that God is always standing beside us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He's always there with us. Even, listen to me, when you're trying to go the other way, your God's faithful enough to go with you. He's going to try to correct your course. But he's not the type of God that says, good riddance. You want to go that way? Just fall off the cliff on your own. I'll let you know. He'll meet you at the bottom of the cliff. He'll go with you. Don't despair. His promise that he'll never leave us nor forsake us is always, always true. And with God in your life, you'll overcome every obstacle that you face. You will emerge victorious because God is your God. The journey that God may have you on right now, or may have you on, and some of you could say, I've been on that trip. It may be a journey that's daunting, fearful, treacherous, but God is going to lead you through that journey to untold triumphs and blessings that's beyond your imagination. God has prepared things for you and me that we have not even dreamed of. So I encourage you this morning to stand strong and press on, because victory awaits every one of you who will be faithful to listen to the voice of your shepherd that says to you, this is the way that we are going. So let's look at our text this morning. Verse 1, you all know it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I don't know if you know this, but in the King James Bible, most Bibles, Lord appears in two forms. You have Lord with all caps, L-O-R-D. All the letters are capitalized. Then you have Lord with L capitalized, but O-R-D in small letters. And when it's Lord with the small letters, it's Adonai. It's Master. But when it's L-O-R-D in caps, it is Jehovah, which tells you and me, this is the covenant-keeping God, who's all existing, who's eternal, who has no end and has no beginning and has no end. He is supreme over all creation. And Jehovah has a power that is beyond our understanding. And so when the psalmist proclaims, the Lord is my shepherd, it is a declaration that your journey, has been divinely ordained. You get what I'm saying? He has ordained this journey. And he will lead you through every step of it. Every step of it. With each step, child of God, he walks beside you, guiding you down a path, listen to this, that he has already conquered. He's been down that journey. He's been down that path. He knows the way. I'm known to just drive. I have a sense of direction. I grew up on a ranch in Colorado, so I know north, south, east, west. So I always feel like I know I need to go west, so I just go. But I can get there, but I can take a road that maybe you didn't. Bob could testify to this, right, Bob? We went over an 8, remember? We got there, right? We arrived finally, is what he said. But Jesus knows the way. It's not just like, hey, let's go west and we'll get there. He knows the way. He knows the journey. He knows where he is taking you. He's with you on this journey. Listen. Get this, every one of you, the Lord has a specific destination in mind for you. And it could be different because of the trial that you're going through. But he knows where you are going to end up. Abraham was called by God. But you know where the destination was? It wasn't just to the promised land. It was to a hill called Mount Moriah, where he was going to offer his son in faith, believing that God would raise him from the dead. What I'm saying is God knows where he's taking you. And it will. Listen, it's a test. It could be difficult. I know there's a lot of preachers that will tell you it's all roses. All the thorns are already been removed. But that's not what the Bible teaches. Daniel thought the test was not eating the king's food. It was the first phase, but it wasn't the final. Daniel, you're going to a lion's den, but I'm going to prepare you to go there. But even better than that, in Daniel 9, God is going to reveal to Daniel, you're not always going to be in Babylon. The people are not always going to be here. They're going to go home. They're going to go back to Jerusalem. I'm telling you something. The journey may be hard, and you may not know what, understand what God is doing, but at the end, he will give you a great reward. Don't get excited about it, but he will. So when the Bible tells us the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. And we think the best part is this, we'll never lack, we'll never go without. And that's true, hallelujah. But let me tell you something. A lot of preachers take that verse and they run off from the passage. What he's talking about on this journey, verses 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 is what he's talking about. On the journey that I'm going to take you on, you're not going to want. I'm going to provide for all your needs. But not only your physical needs, because a lot of times, what's what we think? Stuff. God's going to give me stuff. And I like stuff. But God's also going to provide for your spiritual needs, your mental needs, and your emotional needs as you follow his perfect plan for your life. And though it may seem simple at first that I shall not want, it's reminding you and me of God's faithful provision and guidance towards our ultimate destiny in him. You ought to say that. God has a destiny for me. I'm going somewhere with God. The reason I say somewhere, usually you learn where you're going as you go. As a leader of my mission, I had a family call. They wanted to come to Ecuador. They were already called to come to Ecuador. They were studying Spanish to come to Ecuador. They were preparing to come to Ecuador. And I said, why do you want to come? They said, we want to come and see it. I said, no. Well, we want to come. I said, you don't need to see it. I said, you've already seen it in your heart. You already know God wants you to come here. You said, why'd you do that, Pastor? That seems cruel. I didn't want to waste the money on 4 plane tickets. You're coming or not coming. Doesn't matter if you've seen it or not seen it. Abraham said, well, God, I'll go to Cana, but we want to make a quick tour through the land before we go. How many of you are not going to go to heaven until you see it first? Would you raise your hand up? Is there anyone here said, I will not go until I see it? God has a journey, has a destiny, has a place where you're going to end up, hallelujah. And he's going to provide for you, that's what Psalm 23 tells us, and he's going to protect you on this journey. The second thing he does, he makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Now you need to get this. This is important. When God wants to change your path to one that will be difficult, even treacherous, scary, the first step is he's going to prepare you for the journey. Did you get that? He's not just going to send you. He's going to prepare you for the journey. Now, the Army has boot camp. The Marines have boot camp. It's not like a boot camp. He's going to stop you, and he's going to command you to rest and recharge. And this is represented by the images of what? Lying down in green pastures and being led beside still waters. Green pastures and still waters symbolize two important things, rest and provision. The worst thing to do is to go on a journey unprepared, not ready. So a wise shepherd knows the next part of the journey is difficult, with little food and little water. So what the shepherd does, he gathers the sheep in an area where there's plenty of grass and there's plenty of water, because he wants them to rest and gorge themselves, fill up, because the journey is going to be difficult. What's ahead of you? And so he gathers them all and he puts them in one place so they can eat more than they need, drink plenty of water to give them the strength for the upcoming journey, because they need the strength for what lies ahead. And God will do the same for us if we will trust him. All of you know that you need strength. But notice it says, he makes me what? Lie down. He makes me lie down. You know what the problem with some of us is? God can't make us. Because we act like goats instead of sheep. We had a little lamb and her parent died, and we put that little goat on that little lamb on a goat. And she shared the udder with another baby goat. And to tell you the truth, she was just a wild, wild lamb, because she grew up with goats. And so we just called her half and half. That's what's wrong with some of us. We're half and half. The goat in us wants to not listen to the shepherd. And that's why the journey is hard and difficult, not for anybody here, but for people who go to other churches. I'm kidding. Because we don't listen. But he makes us. You need to listen to the Lord and learn the rest. That doesn't mean stay in bed on Sunday. You go to his pastor, not your pastor. You go where he wants you to go, not where you want to go. Because you need strength. You know what we need strength for? Because we live sometimes with challenging people, difficult people. At work, at school, at home. And we need God's strength to live with those people. Sometimes those difficult people even go to church with us. Another reason we need strength. We need strength to guide our children through the different stages of life. You parents who stood up here, you're going to find that out. From childhood to those difficult teenage years to adulthood. We'll need strength to handle health problems, health issues. We'll need strength to deal with financial issues, marriage struggles, temptation. Some of us need God's strength to deal with certain temptations that come in our lives. I'm not battling temptation to run over to the casino, smoke, drink, or dance. I'm going to tell you what temptations are, but we all have different temptations that we need God's strength to help us deal with those temptations. Some of us just struggle with the feelings, negative feelings, feelings of failure, feelings of unworthiness, feelings of hopelessness, feelings of uncertainty, feelings of being overwhelmed, feelings that nobody loves me. There's people who want to be happy. They know they're not happy and they're struggling to be happy. And we need God to strengthen us, to teach us how to be happy. There's those that are always struggling with anxiety. They never have any peace. We need God to strengthen us so we can learn how to have peace in him. There are some people who just never have any joy. They're always miserable. But God wants us to rest. Engorge ourselves on the things of God. Some of us need balance in our lives. We're looking for fulfillment, and only God can bring us to those places. It's important to listen to the Lord during these times of rest. We need to be where God wants us to be. And I believe this. The green pastures and the still waters represent God's house. In a sense, you may not get this in this psalm. We're starting out in a good place. Amen? Green pastures, still waters. Isn't that a good place? We're going to end up in a better place. The house of the Lord. Verse 6. But in a sense, they both represent God's house. Because if you're in peace, prosperity, let's call this provision and protection, you're in a good place. And being by those still waters and being by those green pastures is as holy. You know why it's holy? Because the shepherd is with us. He's with us. So he wants you to learn to rest up. He wants you to bulk up. Now let's look at the next verse. I'm going to blow your minds, so hang on. I hope so. I hope this is more than just information. I hope eventually that God will take this information that I'm giving to you and give you some illumination, which becomes revelation. You say, wow, that's for me. I believe this is sent by the Holy Spirit, that God has put this message in my heart, not just for a Sunday, but for several Sundays. I said that last Sunday, and I said, I don't know who I was saying it to. And you all probably, somebody saw it on Facebook on the Inner Circle, and someone from Kansas City said it was for her. She listened to the message. Other people said that. Listen, he restores my soul. What's that mean? He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. But what does he restore my soul mean? Because guess what? He restoring your soul now. This is very important. And I've already know that I need to preach another sermon on restoration so you'll understand what the Bible really says. In simple terms, it means he causes you to return to him. But why? So you can see, think, and decide the way he sees, thinks, and decides. God, when he restores you, is bringing you back into alignment with him. Because guess what? The church is full of people. Not this church. Is full of people who are not in alignment with the Lord. So we're going to have a revival in May. Hopefully get all of it in alignment. Maybe we'll be in alignment when he gets here. You know what? Why? Because some of us need a cure from our lukewarmness. We need a cure from our backsliding. We need our cure from straying away from God and trying to do our own thing. We need a cure from being weary and well-doing. We need a cure from our worldliness. We need a cure from because we've lost interest in Christ, the Bible, and the church. That's what's restoration. I'm bringing you back into alignment so you'll be able to see and think and decide like I do. Because a lot of us have some goat in us right now. We need a cure because we've lost interest in God's house. We've lost interest in prayer. We've lost the fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We have no time for God, no time for Bible study, no time to be committed. We've lost our first love. And if some of us were honest, we'd even question our salvation. Some of you be cured from constant complaining. Some of you be cured because we live a life full of unforgiveness. We're bitter. We're sinful. We give in to every temptation that our favorite temptations that come our way. And restoration is, I'm going to redeem you from that lifestyle. And I'm going to get you back on the right path. And we're going to go down this path. Because what this is telling us, he restores your soul so that he can lead you in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So for a moment, quit saying, what about me? Because God is saying, it's not really about you right now. It is, but being lukewarm and being backslidden is not doing you any good. So you've got to come over here and see and think and decide like I do. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you down this hard path so you'll learn it. And God's going to bring us back to an altar. He's going to bring us back to a place where he refills us again with the Holy Spirit. He's going to revive our spirits, revive our souls. I want to read it, Isaiah 30, verse 15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning, in restoration and rest, you shall be saved. God is saving you from your lukewarmness, from your backslidden state. He's bringing you back to where you ought to be. And some of us need to get back where God wants us to walk. If you're a Bible student, you've already noticed there's two words. The same word appears in verse 2 and verse 3. That word is leads. You notice that word? The first word is different from the other word in the Hebrew. I'll just make it simple. The first word is, I'm going to lead you and I'm going to do all the work. But the next word is this. And this is what I'm talking about getting back on the right path. You and I are going to agree. You've got to say, you are going to agree with him to go down this difficult path. You're going to see, you're going to think, and you're going to decide to go down this difficult, treacherous path. But I want to, and I may say this again, but I don't want to say this. I want to give you some hope. I don't want to be just negative about this, because it's not negative. But as you and God go, I'm going to make you this promise. Mountains are going to quake before you. Walls are going to come tumbling down. Rivers are going to part, and you're going to walk across on dry ground. And in those very waters that were parted, your enemies are going to be drowned in them. And if need be, the sun will stand still, so you'll have enough time to get done what you need to get done. He'll give you the ability to sling the stone and knock the giant down. Hallelujah. And like Samson of old, you'll be able to reach out and pull down the pillars and do more than you've ever done before. No Jezebel will be a threat to you or me. And we'll be able to march around with the fourth man in the fiery furnace. And we'll be able, hallelujah, to sleep with giants. And our Pharaoh's glory to God will be washed away in the sea. And you'll be able to run through a troop and jump over a wall. Because God and you are on this journey together. Demons will tremble and flee. And your five loaves and two fish will be more than enough to meet whatever need is before you. Graves will open as you and he travel together on this treacherous, difficult journey that is called the Valley of the Shadow of Death. And the Lord will guide you through there.
Thank you for listening to Sermons from Silver Moon with Pastor Phil Barber. To find out more about today's message, you may contact the Silver Moon Full Gospel Church at 417-472-3360. The Silver Moon Full Gospel Church is located on Highway 59 North between Neosho and Diamond, Missouri. Morning worship is at 10 a.m. with a Wednesday night service at 6:30 p.m. The Silver Moon Full Gospel Church, where the distance is worth the difference.
Never miss your favorite show again. For more than 30 years, KNEO has been bringing you great Bible teachers on a local and national level. And now, we've made it easier than ever to hear from these great men and women of God. KNEO's entire lineup is now available to listen anytime, anywhere, through our website. Go to kneo.org/podcast to see all the options. You can search for programs alphabetically, or you can select individual categories like culture, kids, leadership, or music. We even have a category just for locally produced programs, so you can hear from pastors and spiritual leaders located right here in the four-state area. And all these resources are absolutely free. KNEO's mission is to get God's Word in front of you, and this is one of the ways we do it. Give it a try today. Go to kneo.org and click on the podcast tab to get started.